This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have a very special guest today, Gina Vincent. She's going to be talking about becoming the truest version and vision of yourself. When her husband was fighting for his life with kidney and liver disease, Gina allowed her intuition to become her guiding force. She's going to tell us about that story and how she guides others to their own voice. Welcome to the show, Gina. How are you doing today?
I am so excited, Mari. Thank you for having me here, and it's fun to be just down the road from you.
I know. I couldn't even believe that. That's just too much. So tell us a little bit about how it was you were able to allow your intuition to guide you while your husband was fighting for his life.
Yeah, so it's still a hard thing to talk about, but I love sharing it because I think it's important to share. I think I was put in this position for me to stand tall and proud and really use my intuition. As a young child, I knew I had these gifts, but the people around me kind of asked me to quiet them down or yes, silence them maybe to keep the peace. And when on the heels of adopting our daughter, Sonia, I found out that my husband, her father, and our son was in kindergarten, was in kidney and liver failure, and our local hospital was going to be doing his transplant. At the time, I was to be his kidney donor. Okay. And it was absolutely crazy, Mari. It was like being in the circus spinning those plates, you know, between a two-year-old, a kindergartner, and a husband who's wow, really struggling to survive. Mm-hmm. But my intuition was interesting because at the time I was in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is a really beautiful place, but that's not where I grew up. I grew up in New York, which is a little bit different, a little more maybe open-minded, possibly, I would say. And when I brought to the men in white, I like to call them, the doctors that were treating Mark were all men. When I brought it to the men in white, they were not happy with me because they sat there and they're like, what are you talking about? And I'd say, I think he's in liver failure. His eyes are turning yellow. His skin is yellow. He's jaundiced. This is happening. That's happening. And they would look and make a face at me, and they wanted me to just sit there and be quiet with my hands folded in my lap, which, if you know me, is not my personality. So we were already butting heads. And I learned that they wanted to prove everything with a blood test. So that's what they did. And every time, whatever I said came back proved with the blood work, with whatever scans they were performing. And you know, those things take time versus me saying, hey, I live with this man. We're married 10 years. You know, this is what I noticed. And it was a very, I want to say enlightening time, a very stressful time, a time for me to really become, you know, Gina Vincent, honestly, really to stand there and just kind of say, yeah, I do. I have these gifts. I hear things that you don't hear, and I see things you don't see, and you need to start listening, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I love that you became Gina Vincent. I love that you say that. That's the best thing that could have happened. That was the best yes, outcome from all of this. So
exactly.
Yes. Good. So tell us a little bit about what happened, and I know that your husband is doing well, and he is alive. So tell us a little bit more about that, and then we'll go into how you're helping others.
Yes, awesome. Well, I am very fortunate that I continued on my path of standing 100% as his advocate, and I learned very quickly how sad I am for the person who might be in our medical system who doesn't have a Gina Vincent to be screaming as loud as they can to advocate for them, you know, whether they right. don't speak English, whether or like English is a second language, or
yes.
whether they might I want to say, like, see doctors as the know-it-all, the all-knowing mm-hmm. power, and therefore not be in their power, you know?
Right.
But thankfully, I continued on my path, and I said to my husband, who actually is a doctor, he is a man in white, in a white jacket, and I said to him, you know, what would you do for your patients? And he said, I'd get them a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, you owe it to our two kids and to me for you to get a second opinion. And I learned quickly that our health insurance would cover that. That is not mm-hmm. something you have to do out of pocket.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he got to Mayo Clinic, Jacksonville, Florida, which ironically he had a connection with because he did his residency, not at Mayo, but in Florida, in Jacksonville. And
okay.
they did a bunch of tests. They looked at what had already been done and all the lab work. They ran their own. And then they actually, Mari, sat me down and said, okay, Gina, tell us what you're seeing. And I sat there, and it's going to make
wow.
me cry again, because I remember the feeling of having tears in my eyes, like, finally, someone is asking me, the caregiver,
mm-hmm.
the wife of 10 years, the person who's been with him every day, every night, what do I see? What am I noticing? And I you know, I had to catch my breath. They could see how emotional I was getting.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, thank you. Thank you for asking me. Thank you for, and they said, listen, we know that the person who is living with the person who's ill is like the greatest wealth of information, because the person who's ill doesn't really know anymore what they're missing out on or what,
yep.
you know, what, right? I mean, it happens. Even if we catch, I don't know, a head cold, we're kind of a little bit out of it. And when you're in
yep.
kidney and liver failure, you're really out of it. But they within 39 days, he was approved for a kidney and a liver transplant from a woman my age, my blood type, who was also an organ donor. The only difference is she had left this magical earth and gave up one kidney and her full liver to Mark. And you are correct. I know. I'm glad you said you know that he is alive, because I often forget to tell that part of the story. But it's his 13-year anniversary. We just celebrated it on November 19th. And, you know, he got to see our son, who is now a junior in college, turned 20. Our daughter,
wow.
who's a junior in high school, turned 16. And
mm-hmm.
he and I, along with the kids, got to move here to California during a pandemic, August of 2020. Yeah, 2020. So
yeah.
Miracles happened.
They do. Wow, what a beautiful story. My favorite part is that they asked you. They actually made a space for you to be heard, and that is so rare. I mean, as far as I've experienced in the medical system, that is not the norm.
Yeah.
So that alone was nothing short of a miracle. I just love that happened to you.
It was. I have to tell you, Mayo Clinic for me was like being at the Ritz-Carlton, you know, they are really at the top of their game. I mean, they get it, and they also treat the whole body as it all coordinates. Like, if you have a question about, can you tell me about my liver as well? They'll call the liver doctor and the guy will come running in the door. Hey, how are you, Mark, Gina? Good to see you. Yes, I got your numbers. Let's discuss it between all of us. I mean, it was really a joint effort and really, like you said, miraculous. It was a miracle that they asked me.
Yes. So I know that after that happened, and I don't know at what point after, you decided that your path would be to help others become the truest versions of themselves. Tell us a little bit about how you decided that and what's happened, you know, and how has that enriched your life and, of course, the life of your clients?
Okay, that's a great one. So at the time that Mark was ill with my two young kids, I was teaching yoga for fun and just to be able to give back to the community, like 1 to 2 classes a week. And I found myself really loving the interaction of being able to connect with people when they're vulnerable, right? Like in Down Dog or in, I don't know, Warrior 2 for longer than they liked, or even Warrior 3 balancing on one leg. And I knew I enjoyed that. And I knew I was touching people because they would come up after class and talk to me and share private things with them, with me, of them, with me. I can speak English. And but there was one Tuesday that I was sitting with the sun on my shoulders at Mayo Clinic while Mark went into an appointment that I couldn't go in because they were doing testing. And as I sat there in prayer and meditation, I realized, you know, this has to be something bigger. There must be something bigger that I should be doing. I mean, this gift of life that he received because this woman had passed has to go beyond just getting up every morning, going to work and, you know, doing what you do as a mom, a wife, and a yoga instructor. And so that's when I started figuring, okay, I need to explore this even more. And it was a little slow, Mari. I'm from New York, and I love to do things like a whippersnapper, but I had to first bring back the pieces of myself that I gave up during the time that Mark was ill. And I had to, you know, learn how to sleep through the night again, eat healthy again, and really kind of take care of myself. So I would say, I think it was 4 or 5 years later that I started Blissed Out Fit and Feisty, because I really did need some time, you know, to get those kids a little bit older, get them caught up, because I feel like for 2 years we did nothing but you run back and forth to dialysis and the hospital. And as you can imagine, that was no real training for my kids, who really needed to learn how to look people in the eye when they speak and, you know, like things like that. So, but I'm trying to think, this second part you asked me, how does that benefit me? You know what? It is the most fulfilling, I mean, I don't want to, that might sound bad, because it is fulfilling to be Mark's wife, and it is fulfilling to be Kai and Sonia's mom, but to be able to touch more people is so exciting. It's so, like, immensely fulfilling for me to be able to be my truest self and help others and encourage others to do that journey and follow that path. And because I think when we do that, you know, what happens is we become whatever we see missing in the world. So if we see love missing, or if we see gratitude missing, or if we see acceptance missing, then we become that, and we encourage others to, like, I don't know, follow suit, maybe is the right word.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautifully said. We become what we see lacking in the world. That's, I never heard that before. And I guess it's so true, because we see this lacking in the world. We want to fill it, you know, we want to fill the world back with it. That's absolutely beautiful. I love that. Very good.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Gina a question or talk to Gina, the lines are open. You can call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
From feeling broken and ashamed to unlocking potential and transforming your life, it is possible, as you'll see in Transformation Coach Christina Foxwell's new book, The Glass Angel. Foxwell shares her story of breaking free from shame and fear and finding hope, love, and freedom, and guides you to do the same. Get your copy of The Glass Angel, A Guide to Freedom, Peace, Transformation, and Growth by Christina Foxwell at Barnes & Noble or on Amazon.
Kai? Cowboy Wisdom Hypnoacuity is wisdom energizing, fun opening personal expansion. Expands you out of yesterday, energizing today. Enterprising your dreams to experience your now connected desired life. Robert A. Wilson.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Gina Vincent, talking about becoming the truest version and vision of yourself. So talking about that, Gina, what do you believe is the first step for a person who wants to do that, who wants to connect to their own guidance and intuition?
Yes. So for me, I see the first step is we have to find our missing pieces. So just a little bit ago, I shared that I gave up parts of myself while Mark was ill to care for him and our two young kids. And I believe we have to start there. First, we have to find those missing pieces, discover what they are, realize them, maybe is another word. And as we reclaim those parts of ourselves and bring them back, and then we have to play with them a little bit, because we may have forgotten, you know, we may have forgotten, oh, really, I love this. I should do more of this. I should play with this. I should experiment with my intuition, whatever it is. Maybe it's you're a great chef, or you have these fabulous taste buds and you're able to, but if you have a sick husband, you probably weren't able to cook things. You were eating casseroles like we were. And I'm not complaining about those casseroles. They kept us, you know, going, honestly. But I think we then have to reconnect with those parts of ourselves. And I call them our truths, our gifts, and our desires. Yeah. And come from a place of acceptance and gratitude, because sometimes I know for myself, I told you I'm a whippersnapper from New York. I find myself, well, why did I do that? And get in this path of like, you know, how did it happen? I get quickly into this nuttiness, and I find we have to not pass judgment. We have to come and say, hey, it was a time in our life that we didn't know any better, or we had no other option even, right? If you're caring for an aging parent, or I mean, there's so many, I don't even need to fill in the blank. I'm sure everyone can understand where that happens. But I think when we do realign, I know you and I both love that. I think we both love the word being in alignment. But when we can realign with those soul level truths and our heartfelt desires, and really dig deep and really accept and what's the word I'm looking for, but share those gifts that we have with others, that's when our highly intuitive mind appears, and we can, you know, use it to, I mean, even decide, like, is this new friendship right for me? Is this person that I'm starting to date, does it feel right? You know, is this the right job? Is this the right city I should live in at this time? You know, I always like to say to my husband, I'm a female. I can change my mind, you know, as the wind changes, right? But I think that you would agree, Mari, that there are times in our life a certain city or neighborhood might suit us. Yes. And then something shifts. And we might want to move, right?
That's absolutely correct. Yes, absolutely. And I love the part about the missing pieces. I remember when I started this journey early on, and I was trying to discover who I was, I read something about, think about what you love to do and what brought you joy as a teenager. And so I did that, and I remembered that I liked to write. And I joined a writer's group and started writing. And I couldn't believe the joy that it brought me, you know. And I remembered that I loved to read, you know, novels. And I had, at that point in my life, I had stopped reading except for self-help book and religious books. And, you know, I wasn't reading for fun anymore. But you're so right. Finding those little things that were part of you that you were born with. And we lose along the way. We just lose them along the way. Just so wise. I love that you said that. So
thank you.
You're welcome. What do you think is the main message that you want to bring to the public?
Well, you and I spoke about it just a couple minutes ago, but I'll repeat it maybe in a more succinct way. But for me, the main message is I want to say simply, but I'll probably end up saying three sentences instead of one. My goal is always to keep it short, and then I start talking. But the truth is, when you express your truest self outwardly, and when I say outwardly, I mean outside of your home and inside your home and everywhere you go, like not hiding it for all to see it, and you do it unapologetically. You know, without any, you're not holding back anything, but your truest self. Well, that's when I believe you really become exactly what you see missing in the world today at this moment. And the missing pieces, in my opinion, it's you. The world is missing you. You showing and shining your soul level truths, the ones that are written so deeply on your soul no one else would ever know. And your heartfelt desires, like you were talking about the joy that we had as a teenager. Absolutely. You know, life gets busy and we give up those pieces. I know my daughter recently said to me, she's 16, and she said, I'm going to start reading again. And I was like jumping up and down, but trying to keep it calm, you know, because I didn't want her to see just how elated I was, because then she might not read. You know, we're at that stage where sometimes you have to like not show how overjoyed you are. But I said, oh, that's interesting. You know why? And she goes, because my vocabulary is not as good as it used to be. And I realize it's because I'm not reading as much. And I thought, exactly. You know, I was so glad she figured it out for herself. Because, you know, as a mom of a teen, you can't always tell them what you're seeing. They have to figure it out most of the time. But when you do express that part of yourself, and you do it unapologetically and no holds bar, I mean, you really become what I think is the impact changer. And, you know, it's when I say the world, I really should probably back up and say your world, because your world might be a family of five. Your world might be, I don't know, your kid's soccer team. Maybe your world is your neighborhood of 4,000 homes, possibly you're like me. And for me, it's the world over. You know, I'm a dreamer, always have been.
Yep. I love that. And it's true. And what's interesting about, what's not interesting, what's wonderful about impacting our world is that it grows exponentially. And so if I'm in my world, whether it be 5 people, 10 people, 50
Correct.
People, then those people are impacting other people. And that's how the entire world, you know, gets impacted.
Yes.
And that's what's so exciting about this. I always get so excited thinking about that.
I know. And I'm with you because I'm sitting on my chair here laughing like, yes, I can feel my heart racing faster. Yes.
I know. And that's how it happens. So that's what's so wonderful about being here on the air live, and people all over the world can hear us. And I just love that.
Yeah.
So let's talk for a minute about how to get a hold of you, Gina.
Okay. So probably the easiest way is you can email me. It's Gina, G-I-N-A, at exquisitelyaligned.com. And that is exquisitelyaligned.com. But I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn as Exquisitely Aligned.
Okay, good. And that website is right here on the Blog Talk page with the introduction to the show. You can just click right on there and find Gina right away. So we have it there for you. So I just wanted to mention also that the show is live. We're doing this live right now, but they're creating a replay of it as we speak. So the show will be available after indefinitely on the replay link. So pass this along. You know, people that need to hear this message, just pass this along, please. So, Gina, is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, something that's deeply on your heart today?
I would say a lot of people I've met recently and over the years and that I work with, I find that they're searching for their what's next. Or for me, it's that missing piece, and they're tossing and turning at night. And that search is, I think we've been taught as little children to search outside. We go to school, we learn, we look at books. Well, now I guess they're e-books, but you know what I mean. And really the truth, in my opinion, is you're never, ever going to find it outside of you. It is deep within you. And Mari, like you shared, going back to those times when we had no bills, when we had no responsibilities, right?
Yeah.
And we could do, we had free time. We had liberties to do things that just came for fun. And those are the missing pieces, like you saying about writing and reading. When we collect those missing pieces, we're able to go back and reclaim them, reconnect them, appreciate them. And those pieces appreciate, they can make you money. They can be your next career. That's your what's next. So I would like to leave with that. Those missing pieces are not outside of you. They are deep, deep, really deep within you. And people like Mari and myself can help you find and reconnect to those pieces, because I find we give up those pieces for different reasons. It could be we were living with a narcissist or a strong-willed partner or child or colleague. Or I find some people play small because they lived with somebody who loved the limelight and they didn't want you to be in the spotlight. So you kept them happy. Or like my husband and his mom, they didn't want to upset dad. So they just kind of played very, very simple, small roles in the house. And it's coming to his fruition now that he's 59. I mean, you know, we don't always know why it happens, but it's deep within you.
That's so true. That's so very true. And sometimes it's as simple as, for me, it was as simple as being a full-time mom, raising three kids, and just dedicating your life to everything, all of you for them, and my husband, of course. And it was like, that's what I learned from my mom, you know. You get married, you dedicate your life to your children and your husband, but I give it, I gave up all of myself at the same, you know, and plus, you know, church and PTO and school and everything that goes on, right? Non-stop. So before I knew it, I was on a merry-go-round going so fast I couldn't get off. And that's what started, you know, me thinking, because something starts you thinking about where am I and why I'm in, why am I stuck on a merry-go-round going so fast that I'm dizzy? So so it could be all sorts of things, Gina. Thank you so much for sharing that. You know, that's really dear to my heart, because finding those pieces, like you say, first of all, it's so exciting. And if you feel so good, you feel like you've come home, because you've got to be you, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. So very good. So we're going to be closing just very, very shortly. Remember to check out Gina's website, exquisitelyaligned.com. You can click on it right from here. Go see everything that she has for you. Spread this show on to people that you know that maybe are looking for something different in their life. Maybe they've lost themselves like some of us have. And so thank you so much for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Thank you so much, Gina, for being on the show with me today. It was a delight having you.
My great pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And make sure that you listen next time to the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.